Next, we have a story about a battle between two states over the chicken industry. The state of Oklahoma says its waterways are being polluted by more than 1 billion chickens raised in Arkansas, just across the border. Or, strictly speaking, the waterways are being polluted by what the industry delicately refers to as chicken litter. The fight ratcheted up recently when Arkansas officials found water monitors that had been placed in several of their rivers and creeks, and the monitors were traced back to the Oklahoma Attorney General. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Lincoln is a small town in northwest Arkansas, just a few miles from the Oklahoma state line. Gene Farr grew up here and now raises chickens on a farm a few miles outside of town. His farm isn't far from this spot, where a small bridge crosses Bush Creek. He points out the place on the bank where wires connect a small box to a barrel. Farr says when he saw it, he immediately knew it was a water monitor.
Well, it's a yellow barrel. It's not hard to see as far as that goes. You know, they could have hit it better if they were trying to do that, but still coming on private property without asking the landowners or the, you know, county's permission is not a very ethical thing to do.
There are two big businesses in Arkansas's northwest corner, Walmart and chickens. Tyson and several of the nation's other largest poultry processors are located here, and they're surrounded by hundreds of farmers who raise chickens on contract for the big companies. Over the last 30 years, this area, along with parts of Missouri and Oklahoma, has prospered on America's appetite for chicken. But that prosperity takes a toll on the area's waterways, in particular the Illinois River, which flows from Arkansas into Oklahoma. Oklahoma's Attorney General Drew Edmondson says to better understand what's happening to the rivers, he hired an environmental company to test water quality across the border in Arkansas.
I was a little bit surprised by the flap over that. Arkansas is not North Korea. We are allowed to travel back and forth freely.
The problem is that there's too much phosphorus in the area's streams and rivers. Phosphorus is found in fertilizer and manure that runs off of yards, golf courses, construction sites, and chicken farms. Edmondson says it's had a dramatic impact on the quality of Oklahoma's rivers and lakes.
Streams that you could stand chest deep in and see the bottom are now too murky to do that. Lake Tenkiller, which the Illinois River feeds into, used to be a destination site for scuba divers because of the clarity of the water. It is no longer. And we're fast approaching the point where swimming in some of those lakes is actually a health hazard.
Gene Farr has five long chicken houses on his farm near Lincoln. He raises broilers for George's, one of the big poultry companies. Each one of his houses holds more than 25,000 chickens.
Birds 4 weeks old tomorrow, and I've dimmed the lights. Normally we keep the lights dim. Dimming the lights is the way we keep them calm.
There are chickens everywhere covering the floor of this huge building. Gene Farr strides into the crowd, reaches down and scoops up a handful of what the chickens are walking on, dry rice hulls now used as chicken litter.
I just cleaned out, so these are fairly new rice hulls. They'll be about 3 to 4 inches deep as they're put into the house, and then the chicken droppings fall into that.
Gene Farr says when he cleans out his houses, he's left with more than 1,000 tons of chicken litter to dispose of. Until recently in Arkansas, chicken litter was prized as top-notch fertilizer. Now poultry companies are being forced to truck it out of the watershed for use as fertilizer elsewhere. But in northwest Arkansas, the idea that chicken litter has now become a liability strikes many growers as absurd. Janet Wilkerson is with Peterson Farms, one of the area's big poultry companies. Wilkerson grew up on a chicken farm and recalls her father's response when she told him that soon he wouldn't be able to use chicken litter as fertilizer for his crops.
He said to me, "Janet, that can't be. Chicken litter has made this northwest Arkansas what it is today. It used to be rocks and scrub brush, and now it's nothing but lush, pretty fields." And so there's a huge change in the mindset of the farmers that has to take place.
Peterson Farms and the other poultry companies know that change is coming, but they want it to be on their terms, certainly not dictated by Oklahoma's Attorney General. 2 years ago, they reached a settlement with the city of Tulsa, and this week are holding talks with Drew Edmondson to see if they can avert another, potentially much more costly, lawsuit. Meanwhile, Arkansas officials say they'll let Oklahoma's water monitors remain, so long as they get a copy of the results. Greg Allen, NPR News.